So you all know what Lord of the Flies is about, and I have seen this book compared to Lord of the Flies. The way it is written and laid out is so good, you will fly through it so quickly. It is called Fantastic Land.
Fantastic Land.
And I am obsessed. Fantastic Land is an amusement park down in Florida.
I've heard about this.
Not far from Disney World, okay? Mm-hmm. And a hurricane blows in. The grid is down, and you have about 350 people stranded, like think Worlds of Fun times 10, right. Stranded, surrounded by water, no cell phone service, but enough food and supplies to keep you for a while. I mean, think of all the chips.
Are they not allowed to go home?
They cannot. They are hurricaned in. They are surrounded by floodwaters, so they can't get out.
Okay.
Basically stuck on an island.
They're basically stuck on an island.
Sound familiar?
And so think about any group of workers at a place like this, Scott. You're going to have maintenance guys that band together who have the keys on the ring that know where the tunnels are.
You're talking about clicks.
Yep. You're going to have the people that work the shops. You're going to have the people that are the character actors, like the Pirates of the Caribbean folks.
What about the tourists?
They were able to get most of the tourists out.
Okay.
It is a run, do not walk. Every single chapter is a post-disaster interview with a survivor. So you get everyone's different perspective. Once the power goes out and the grid goes down, what happens?
Okay.
And oh my gosh.
I'm assuming people start turning on each
other. Oh, it is just, it's so scary that the whole time I'm reading it, I was telling Sam this during a break, you know this is going to be a movie. This is going to be the world's best horror movie.
But you just said that somebody over the age of 14, anybody over the age of 14, it's okay for them.
Yes.
But it's horror, it's gore.
It is primal. Like people just go back to, I mean, you remember what Lord of the Flies was about, where
it's feral.
Tribes are created and everyone is looking out for themselves.
It's a PG-13 book.
Yeah.
Fantastic Land.
Very well written. And I love the way it's laid out with interview number one is the first chapter. Interview number two is the second chapter. From all the different places and people.
Released just last year in 2016.
Yeah, I know. It's I'm late to the party, Sam.
I got to read this. I used to work at Disney World.
So they talk about, Dan, the underground tunnels. There are mazes and massive amounts of tunnels underground, all amusement parks underground. And they're explaining this, Scott, like how do you think the trash gets from point A to point B? You never see a worker hauling trash, even at Worlds of Fun.
So and it goes through the tunnels?
It's because it goes through the tunnels. So I cannot believe they have not already made this a movie.
Dan, pray tell, what did one do at Disneyland?
Well, I worked at the Disney MGM Studios, one of the theme parks there at Disney World.
Were you a ticket taker?
No, I was a tour guide for the backstage studio tour.
Oh!
I can still walk backwards and gesture left and right opposite. Skills that stick with you.
If you look here to the left...
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Who do you think would survive the longest if, God forbid, we got hurricaned in this building?
Definitely not Dana.
It's also interesting who you band together with and why.
Because really, in this building, it would be you need to form an alliance and protect the company kitchen.
Yeah.
That's the only food we've got.
Yeah.
I'm forming an alliance with Sam and Sarah Falke downstairs.
Nope, I'm forming an alliance with Ken Wolf, the head engineer, because it's always the engineer that's going to get you out of the mess.
I was going to say, no offense to you guys, but I'm grabbing Dan and the two engineers.
Yep. and Dan's man. EDC.
Because he's got an EDC.
He doesn't have it with him today. Where's your EDC?
My knife?
Yes.
It's on my pants pocket.
I will tell you this about Fantastic Land.
Is that a lot of work?
You don't even need a knife, Sam, because you can make a weapon out of almost anything, and I will leave it at that.
I mean, with Dan's backpack machete, we're good to go.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, I would probably try and grab the person that has the keys to the toilet paper room. Priorities.
Wise.
Guess who has those? Engineers.
You are a wise man, Dan.
Yes, you are. Good sir. An Ohio couple called 911 on a police officer who allegedly responded to their home intoxicated. He's been fired.
Yeah,
Officer Michael Irvin, he's with the Wallbridge Police Department, responded to the scene just before midnight. I should say he was with the Wallbridge Police Department. He showed up at the house with a blood alcohol content of 0.168.
And by the way, a different Michael Irvin from the former pro football player and now sports commentator?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, and different spelling as well. Which, by the way, thank you, Sam, because Michael Irvin is in my Run, Do Not Walk.
Oh.
What?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Yes, please.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Dan Weinbaum's got the news coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.